Oh, yeah. Vrajel's Polka Band right there kicking off the show. And with that, we say VTV Boss and welcome to Czech Classics then and now here on CzechPolka.com. Dennis Swatek here with you once again. Glad to be back with you for another polka show. Today is September 9th, Monday, September 9th, 9-9. We are into September. We are rolling into fall. And actually had a little fall-like weather the past couple of days. It's been really, really nice. Got down, I think, to the upper 50s this morning. That was gorgeous. Just fantastic. So I hope you guys are enjoying some nice cool weather after this warm summer that we had. But like I said, glad to be back in the saddle once again. Like I said, we start things off with the Vrajels doing the Annie Polka. I want to send a special thank you out to Don Main. That was one of the cassettes that he sent to me to get transferred over. And I think that was maybe the only Vrajels album that I was missing. I didn't even realize I was missing it at the time. But once I got it, I realized I didn't have that one. That's from about probably 1985 or so. It doesn't have a date on it, but it the albums before it were from 81 and 89. So I'm assuming probably around that time, probably around a four-year gap in between albums. So I'm very happy to get that. Thank you, Don, for helping me round out my collection there. But I got a good show for you this time as we're still working our way polkas A to Z. We're going to wrap up the J's and get into the K's. And just about wrap up the K's on this show. So I think we're actually, believe it or not, even though we're only in the K's, we're over halfway through, or pretty much close to halfway through, just the way the bands worked out as far as alphabetical goes. So we're just going to get on into it. Let's get started. Some music from up north. Danny Urobic, very fine musician from up north. I believe he's in the band Copperbox, maybe. I'm not all that familiar with some of those northern bands, the modern northern bands, but great, great musician. Here's one called Bill's Polka. Thank you.
San Benito.
Yeah, a couple of nice Conjunto numbers to round out that first little set. Like I said, we started things off with Danny Urobic doing Bill's Polka. And then we had a couple from the Jimenez family. First of all, the legend, the OG, Don Santiago Jimenez, doing one called Montelago. And then his son, Santiago Jimenez Jr., doing the Jacinto Trevino Ranchera. So some nice conjunto music there, accordion music. Really nice. Oh, I'd love to listen to that stuff. So there's our first set down. Let's keep rolling on. Here's my good buddy, Mark Yurkovic. I got to hang out with up in Wisconsin earlier this summer. And a great, great version here of the classic. We're going to be doing this one all Oktoberfest season. It's the Swiss Boy Waltz. We'll be right back.
je mačička vykovala. Ruky nad rukou a ruky nad rukou je překládala. Ruky nad rukou a ruky nad rukou je překládala.
Bobby Jones, Czech Band right there, wrapping up that set with some live music. Let's go back and recap what we were listening to. We start things off with the Mark Yurkovic Orchestra doing the Swiss Boy Waltz, followed it up with some music out of Minnesota, the Jolly Fisherman doing the Marchand Waltz, followed up with a band called the Jolly Harmony Kings doing another waltz called Come to the Fair. And like I said, we wrapped that set up with the Bobby Jones Czech Band from their video tape session from 1992 up in Ennis. And the Cradle Polka. So there we go, another set down. Let's just keep on rolling now with some more live music down in New Braunfels from 1999, New Braunfels' fourth annual Polka Fest. It's the Jubilee Polka Band. Waltz time one called Two Gossipins. Thank you. An old Sarge 45 right there from the Eretschka Orchestra. Let's go back and check that out. Like I said, we started things off with the Jubilee Polka Band. Waltz time, one called Two Gossipins. Followed up with a nice, beautiful Czech 78 from Yaroslav Jurasik and the Moravsky Choir. One just called O Letěla Bila Husanam Si Sedecko. Not really a waltz or a polka, just kind of a Czech nationalist song. I know that song. I've had other recordings more modern recordings with that same song. So it's obviously a very important piece to the Czech people. I don't know what it means, but I love that cymbalom on there, which is like a kind of like a dulcimer. But love that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. And like I said, we wrapped that up with the Eretzka's Orchestra out of Schulenburg. One just called Landlord Number One. So there we have another set down. We're going to keep on rolling on now. Here's Ivan Kahle, K-A-H-L-E, I guess it's Kahle. Another northern band. And the classic, In Heaven There Is No Beer.
La 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 la, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Червена себе чима, полі пшенічне, пісень жемчужні, огні доброво, дзвоник зе всіх відзвані. Звонечку сивей, піснічки найрадосніші. Співей, що світ є днес, кожен днем щасливіші.
Another nice Czech 78 from the 50s to wrap up that set. Like I said, we started things off with Ivan Kale doing In Heaven There Is No Beer, followed up with the Kaluja Polka Band from around the West area doing the Texas Polka, very rare 45 right there. And then we wrapped that set up with another old Czech 78 from the Emil Kaplanek Orchestra doing the Little Bell Polka featuring the Skovash Sisters. The Skovash Sisters, I have a lot of old Czech 78s with their vocals on it. They're kind of like the Andrews Sisters of the Czech Republic back in the 50s. That beautiful three-part harmony. So nice little Czech 78 there to wrap up that set. Moving on now, let's get back into it with some more northern music. Here's the Cats and Jammers doing a polka version of the one that's kind of a classic. You hear this around 4th of July and parades and things like that. It's called the National Emblem March. Thank you.
Thank you.
some more march music to wrap up that set. We kind of bookended that set with some nice marches there. We started things off with the Cats and Jammers doing the National Emblem March. Followed that with Pee Wee King doing his version of the Tennessee Waltz. And then we wrapped that up with František Komok, the great Czech composer, and one of his all-time classics, the Kolín Kolín March right there. So nice march music there during that set. And we got one more full set to go, so let's get on into it. Here's a band that I really don't know anything about. I'm not sure if they really were a band or just kind of a bunch of guys sitting around playing accordion. I really don't know. This is from that 1994 compilation called Texas Bohemia from the guy, and I cannot remember his name off the moment, from Germany that came over here to Texas and was actually making a film, and I should have researched this. I don't remember the name of the film. Schultze Gets the Blues. That's what it is. If you've ever seen that movie, it's pretty cool. It's about a guy in Germany who wants to play accordion, and he's kind of ridiculed by his friends and family over in Germany. So he decides to come to America, and he comes over here, and he travels throughout Texas in the South, Texas, Louisiana, just kind of hanging around with the culture, the Czechs and the Germans and the Cajuns. And it's got a lot of people in. Bobby Jones, Czech Man, is in that movie. But this is from the same guy that did that movie. I guess at the same time he was over here filming the movie. Thomas Meinecke, that's it. Just occurred to me. He also recorded some bands and put together and also, you know, kind of bought, arranged to buy some recordings from some bands here and put together a compilation called Texas Bohemia. It's a really, really great compilation. So anyway, this is a band called the Knutsch Band from, I would assume, probably around the New Braunfels area. And it's a waltz called Zwei, Vi, Vier, Zwei. So some nice accordion music here from the Knutsch Band.
I've got a John Deere tractor and it's a Model B. The engine in it runs so very smoothly. It's got a two-row bedder and a power lift. And you should hear that engine when I drop it in the silt. It goes bump, 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 bump. Plowing or bailing, it don't matter none. Just to hear that John Deere be, it's a lot of fun. The black lands of Texas, they're mighty rough. But you should hear that John Deere B when the going gets rough. It goes bump 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 bump. I took my John Deere tractor to a polka dance. Edward's band was playing a polka just by chance. While dancing to the music, I held my partner tight. And you should hear that John Deere when we drove it home that night. It goes bump, 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 bump. I never had a moment with my brother that was tense. Until I fell asleep one day and drove right through his fence. I looked him in the eye and I knew it's time to flee. And you should hear that John Deere with my brother chasing me. It goes pump, 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 pump.
Edward Kopetsky and his fun time Czech band right there wrapping up that set with the famous classic John Deere polka. Right before that, we had Frank Konvichka and the Whirling Man, another old Sarge 45, one called the Frankie Polka. And like I said, we started that set off with the Knutsch Band, waltz time, one called Zwei, Vi, Vier, Zwei. And speaking of Edward Kopetsky, who is also the accordion player in our band now, I'm going to be sitting in with Ed this coming Sunday up in Cornhill. So if any of you guys are free this coming Sunday on the 15th, come up to Cornhill right outside Jarrell, right off I-35, a little bit north of Georgetown, a little bit north of Wahlberg. We're going to have a great time. I sat in last year. Fritz Hotte, hopefully, will be there. We had a practice session last week, and Fritz was there. Hopefully, Fritz will be feeling well enough to join us on Sunday, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Just kind of a put-together band. Myself, Fritz, Edward, Sid Kroviak on guitar, a couple of other guys, bass, drums. We're just going to kind of sit there and play some music while everybody's going through the food line. I think we play from like 11 to about 1 o'clock or so. So any guys, if you guys are up that way in Cornhill, come check us out. As far as our band, the Czech Melody Masters, we're getting ready for Oktoberfest season. We're going to kick that off September 28th down in Blanco. And then we're going to play Saturday and Sunday the next 3 weekends. So lots of chances to come see us. And if you like hearing us do Oktoberfest music, definitely come check us out. I haven't announced this officially yet, but this is the last go-round. This is our farewell tour as far as Oktoberfest go. I'm just kind of, I got a lot of reasons. I get a few pivos in me, and I will tell you the reasons. But I'm kind of retiring from the Oktoberfest scene. Like I said, I've got a lot of reasons for that. One, I enjoy fall, and I would like to spend my weekends just relaxing or going to an Oktoberfest or, you know, watching football or doing something like that. But it's too nice weather to be spending every single weekend playing. And also, you know, didn't really set out to do that. I mean, it's the Oktoberfest season's kind of exploded up here. Everywhere, really, with all the breweries and everything, bars. Everybody wants to have Oktoberfest now. They used to not. But over the past 6-7 years, it has just exploded. And like I said, that's not really what I got in to playing polka music to do. I love Czech music. I love playing Czech music, and that's where my heart is. Not so much playing party music, Oktoberfest stuff. It's fine, but it's not what I want to do. It doesn't make me as happy as playing Czech music. And if we only play, you know, a couple of times a year for picnics or things like that, then that's the way it is. But I'd rather do what I really enjoy as opposed to kind of getting up there and sometimes just going through the motions and you know, I'll leave it at that. So, like I said, this is going to be our last Oktoberfest season. I say that. We may do one or two next year. It just depends if the offer is right and the time is right. But for the most part, we're going to shut it down. So a lot of these places that we're playing, I haven't even told them yet, but this will be our last time there. So, like I said, if you like seeing our Oktoberfest side to our band, come check us out, because it's going to probably be the last time. So, anyway, that's it for now. We're going to get on out of here. One last tune, the Kovandas Czech Band, beautiful waltz, one called the Schumacher Barta, or the Musician Barta. So, thank you guys for checking out the show. I appreciate it. We'll be back hopefully another week or so. I'm going to try to get another show up this weekend, or work on it this weekend, and probably have it up next Monday. So I'm really trying to start getting as many of these in as I can before I get too busy. So anyway, that's it for now. You guys take care, stay safe, and we will see you down the road. Bye-bye.